Yeah, it was a good performance against Derry. Like, you know, I mean, I've made the case numerous occasions that, you know, this is the time of year we try to get things right and we try to move forward, you know, progressively as a unit. And I suppose we were delighted to get over the line against Derry. There was a lot of things in the performance that, you know, we wanted to improve on, but there was a lot of positives as well. And to get through was the main thing. And then I think we pushed on again well in our training over the next 4 weeks and the lead into Antrim. And, you know, some people are talking about the first half display, but we, you know, we had 17 shots in the first half and we scored 7 times. You know, Antrim had 10 and they scored 7 times. So we had a lot of possession, and, you know, on another day, you know, we might have been a further ahead at half time. But, you know, the game opened up in the second half and we pushed on well and put up a good score, and we looked as if we had more running in our legs, and hopefully now we can push on again from that point to the final, and hopefully there's another level of improvement in us.
And I suppose one of the pluses, one of the many pluses out of the championship and out of the season so far, is I suppose Oran McNeillis has come through and Darragh O'Connor has come through.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, that Ryan McHugh's first full season as well, you know, in terms of I suppose being there thereabouts with the starting 15 or getting game time every day, and that's been good for him. And you know, you have the likes of Luke Keeney coming through as well, that, you know, has getting game time for the first time this year. And then obviously all the other players available to us that are pushing very hard as well.
Yeah. Christy Toy coming back to fitness is a big plus, and of course Carl Lacey as well.
Yeah, that's the obviously two massive additions to us, because you know, their presence and their decision making, and, you know, Christy's physical strength, you know, the way he held off the players in the Antrim match for scores for himself, for Leo McLoone's goal and stuff, it was very, very impressive. And and we know his capabilities, you know, but it's just trying to get him into them positions and get the ball in his hand enough. But I'm delighted for him because he's worked very, very hard.
And Leo, I know he's come in for maybe some criticism at times, but he really seems this year to be settling into centre-half forward maybe better than he has before.
Well, no criticism from within. We don't tend to do that with the players, but he's playing really well, you know, and he seems to be comfortable in the position.
He's a vital link, really, isn't he?
Well, they're all vital links, Tom, in many respects, because if somebody's not doing their job at wing half-back, you know, you're going to be porous in that position. Yeah. And if somebody's not linking play in the half-forward line, you know, you're not going to have that connection. So everybody has an equally important job to do. Michael Murphy and the column and these guys kick the ball over the bar. But if you don't have Neil McGee and Eamon McGee and Paddy McGrath, these boys stopping it at the other end, you know, it's all in vain. So, you know, everybody has a very important role to play, but I'm delighted with his form, and he's enjoying his football, and he's making good incisions and he's making good decisions on the ball, and it's given us a wee bit of a different dynamic, which is great.
And the dynamics, are they better than they were this time last year?
Well, I mean, we're in a far better place in terms of our preparation, and we're in a far better place in terms of the, you know, the fitness within the squad. And
as we said, you know, the last day as well, there was disappointment the last time, because last year, because that unique situation of 3 in a row, that's behind you now, but three out of 4 wouldn't be bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all, you know, and I suppose there was a lot of pain last year involved, and, you know, we don't want to be in that situation again this year. We want to try and make sure we do everything possible not to be in that situation. So, you know, we've been working hard on the training pitch. We've been trying to get things right. Physically, we've been working hard.
But overall, as we speak now, everybody is in good shape. Mentally, physically, everything, and, you know, heads are right, everybody's right.
Oh, yeah, well, we hope so, you know. Like, I mean, all you can do is engage things on training, and their attitude is excellent in training. They're working hard in training. We need to get these.
I'm looking forward to an All-Ireland quarter final, All-Ireland final, or there's already people talking about Donegal and Dublin.
No, definitely not, Tom, to be honest with you. This is our All-Ireland final. You know, the pain of losing an Ulster championship is very fresh in everybody's memory, and you know, if we will have to be at our best to win it. We'd have to be really, really at our best. And I would suggest maybe better than the last two finalists that we have won, to win this one. Because we're going against really good quality opposition. And the stakes are very high. And, you know, after losing it last year. So we need to get back into that situation and just focus on that situation and give it absolutely everything. And I said that after the last game, that's all we want to do for the supporters and for ourselves, is to give it everything and leave it all out on the pitch. And focus on the game on its own merits, and then everything else will take care of itself.
And tell me, in terms of the next couple of weeks, what is the plan now? All the hard work really done? Is it the hard work, I'd say, hard physical slog?
No, I would agree with that, yeah. I mean, we put in four big weeks before the Derry match, and then we had 4 weeks after the Derry match, and we've had two now since the Antrim game. So that's a 10-week block really that we've been working, and there hasn't been a lot of let up for the boys, you know, with the training and the club commitments. So it was a demanding period for them, so we want to try and freshen them up now, and we'll wind down, I suppose, the duration of the sessions and the intensity of the sessions slightly, and focus more on the tactical side.